It is Monday, February 12th, and I'm Josh Newton. Welcome to the I'm Josh Newton Show, where it is all about putting your potential into practice. And today we're going to continue the symptoms series with our third symptom of not operating out of your strengths. When I talk about my experience with this third symptom, it kind of catches people off guard a little bit, and I don't think it's because they haven't experienced a similar thing. It's just because I was experiencing this in a bit of an extreme sense. And what I found is that not a lot of people experience it the exact same way that I did. It looks very different. And so symptom number three is wishing for negative things to happen so that you don't have to go to work. And this can take the shape of a lot of different things. So this can be hoping for something like jury duty, or hoping to get maybe even just a little bit sick so that you can call off. And in my case, it really was a pretty extreme version of this. I actually found myself daydreaming on the way to work, which was an awfully long drive at the time, about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on the traffic, hoping and actually wishing that I would be in a car accident. And now, I didn't really wish harm on myself. I didn't want to be injured. I didn't want to die or anything like that. But I was really hoping that I would have some sort of minor car accident so that I could just make the excuse I could go to the ER and get checked out and, you know, have to talk to the police for a little bit or something like that. And I would literally go through the mechanics of this in my head and why that would keep me from work that morning and how I could waste a certain amount of time so that I didn't actually have to go to work that day, so that it didn't make sense to go to work anymore. This doesn't have to be so extreme for a lot of people. And I found that not a lot of people have an experience like I had, where they're really hoping for something drastic like a car accident to happen. But I do often find that people are constantly looking for opportunities to call in sick, to say they have car trouble, to have something like jury duty come up so that they don't have to go to their job anymore. And they don't have to go to the place where they spend 40 to 50 to 60 hours a week, which is the majority of the time that you're spending awake, you're spending at your job. And if honestly something that negative could happen to you and you're excited about it because you don't have to go to work, how negative or how bad is your point of view on your job that those things sound better than actually showing up and trying to deliver value to a customer? So as you can tell from my experience, I know a lot about what this is like. And so I have a lot of sympathy, and I really feel for those people who are experiencing that and go through that on a day-to-day basis. But if you're experiencing this and you're constantly looking for opportunities to miss work or not have to show up, I would highly encourage you to look at what it is that you do. Look at that job that you have and decide, is there something about that that I can reframe to focus on the positives of why I'm there and how I can deliver value, or just some part of your day that you really enjoy? If you can do that, that will really help you with having a better attitude about work, and it can probably get rid of the stress that you have or this anxiety around, you know, okay, what can I figure out to not go to work today? You know, what's that opportunity to miss this day of work? Because from my experience, there's a lot of negativity around that. There's a lot of anxiousness around that that can really affect you, and it becomes a really frustrating experience. And it also becomes this kind of push and pull where you feel like you have to go to work, but you're constantly looking for these other opportunities to get out of it and have an issue so you don't have to show up. And so the other thing I would really encourage you to do is, besides trying to positively frame what you have to do that day or the work that you do, is really take a hard look at what are some of the other things that you might have an opportunity with in your life. So maybe that's a hobby that you have that you might be able to turn into a job. Maybe that's another work opportunity that you've been putting off or that you've been dismissing. And really take a hard look at those things and maybe give them more thought or attention. Because if you're really feeling this negative about your current work situation, some of those things, even if they pay a little bit less, even if they feel like they're not ideal because maybe it's a different work schedule or something like that, and it breaks up your routine, being able to do a job where you really enjoy it and you're not constantly looking for an opportunity to get out of it is really going to improve your life, and it's really going to make you feel a lot better on a regular basis. As always, I would love to hear from you. If you're listening to this on Anchor, you can give me a call in or leave me a comment. If you're listening to it anywhere else, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram under I'm Josh Newton. And if you're enjoying the show and you haven't already, go to your favorite podcast listening app and subscribe and leave me a review. You can give me 5 stars, 4 stars, whatever you think I deserve. But the more reviews that we get, the easier it'll be for other people to find this content and be able to put their potential into practice.